I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
It's time for science and technology news here on the News at 7. I'm James Bean. Avoiding the great filter, extraterrestrial life and humanity's future in the universe. NASA scientists have explained in a new paper why they believe it's likely we haven't ever encountered intelligent extraterrestrial life, and it's a bit scary, and all, rather, intelligent life, they argue, has likely destroyed itself before reaching a sophisticated enough point in its evolution to support such an encounter. And the same fate likely awaits humans unless we take action, they believe. The great filter, as in filtering out various forms of life, argues that other civilizations, possibly several, have existed during the life of the universe, but they destroyed themselves before they could make contact with Earth, noted the paper, titled Avoiding the Great Filter, Extraterrestrial Life and Humanity's Future in the Universe. The scientists fear that all intelligent life, such as humans, have deeply ingrained dysfunctions that may snowball quickly into the great filter. But they still have a bit of hope for humans, provided we can learn and take steps to avoid our own extinction, noted the paper by a team of researchers based at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California. The key to humanity successfully traversing such a universal filter is identifying destructive attributes in ourselves and neutralizing them in advance, astrophysicist Jonathan Jung and his co-authors wrote in a paper that appeared online recently. The paper has not yet been peer-reviewed. Whatever seems likely to wipe out humans would conceivably also threaten intelligent life on other planets, the authors argue. The likely culprits, which could be impacted by humans or other intelligent life forms, include nuclear war, pandemic, climate change, and uncontrolled artificial intelligence, the authors wrote. The trick, the biggest challenge of all, will be to work together to survive, the researchers have said. Working together. Scientists are drawing up plans to intercept an interstellar object, very much like Oumuamua. We finally have the technological means to detect interstellar objects. We have detected two in the last few years, Oumuamua and the comet Borisov. And there are undoubtedly more out there. As such, there's been a lot of interest in developing a mission that could visit once we detected it. But what would such a mission look like? Now, a draft paper from a team of primarily American scientists has taken a stab at answering that question and moved us one step closer to launching such a mission. Part of what makes an interstellar visitor mission interesting is that interstellar visitors are so weird. Borisov acted like a typical comet once it entered the solar system, but Oumuamua was a different beast entirely. It never developed a cometary tail, as many scientists expected it to. It also exhibited acceleration that didn't seem to be accounted for by radiative or other means, leading a few prominent scientists to claim it might have possibly been an alien probe. The best way to combat such fanciful claims is to closely examine them. And to do that, we have to have data. We have to have a mission that can go observe one of these objects up close. But first, we would have to see it. And astronomers are already working on that. The Vera Rubin Observatory will be able to detect somewhere between 1 to 10 interstellar objects about the same size as Oumuamua every year, according to the author's calculations, once this observatory goes online. That's plenty of opportunity to find the right candidate. Once detected, getting to the interstellar object is the next task. Some will unfortunately just be out of reach from an orbital mechanics standpoint. But the authors calculate that there is an 85% chance that an interstellar interceptor stored and standing by at the Earth-Sun L2 Lagrange point, just parked there waiting, will be able to find a suitable object of interest that is the size of Oumuamua within 10 years. Just park there and wait for a sighting and then go to the object is the plan. So in essence, once we're able to detect interstellar objects, it's just a matter of patiently waiting for the right opportunity to come along. Once the interstellar interceptor reaches the interstellar object, it can then begin close quarters observation, including a full spectroscopic map of both natural and artificial materials, which might help settle the debate about whether such objects are alien-made probes. It could also monitor for any outgassing that could explain the mysterious forces acting on Oumuamua. There are undoubtedly plenty more exciting things that scientists would like to understand about the first interstellar object we visit. But from the calculations in this paper, there will be plenty of opportunities to do so, and plenty of data to collect when we do. Time to get on to the planning stages then. So the idea is to wait for one of these objects to come along and then fly up to it and observe. These are interstellar objects. In other words, these are objects, comets, asteroids, or whatever the case may be, coming to us from other solar systems. So that's pretty exciting to get a look at a piece of material originating from many light years away. That will be an amazing opportunity to learn more about what's going on in the universe. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.